This is KXP, the best ambiance. John Kurtzer with you, and happy to welcome to our studios from Los Angeles, Fool's Gold. Hello. Let's hear some music. Welcome to Seattle. Our first time in Seattle. Thank you. Fool's Gold live here in our studios. What a way to start off a Monday. Yeah, that's great. Fool's Gold from L.A. I'm going to play one more tune, then we're going to hear all about the band. What are you going to play next here?
This song is called Hadavash.
Hadavash. Oh, Nadine.
Forget everything I just said.
Nadine, and then we're later we'll hear Hadavash.
Hadavash is Hebrew for Nadine.
Okay. I believe it. We'll talk about Hebrew in a minute, but let's hear some more music from Fool's Gold. Yeah, a little bit.
Inaudible hand gestures.
When I was a kid, I spoke a little bit. Mostly reading, you know. Anyway.
Thank you.
Fool's Gold with Nadine. Welcome to Seattle. Is your first time here as a band?
Yeah.
Luke?
Yes. I grew up in Anacortes.
But the band, Luke, if you could introduce the band, that'd be a nice way to start here.
How much time do we have?
We got seven members.
Alphabetical order.
This is the voice of Luke Top. I play bass and sing, lead vocals. On drums, we have Orfeo McCord. Percussion, Salvador Placencia. Lead guitar, Louis Pesikoff. Keyboard and background vocals, Amir Kennan. Saxophone and guitar and percussion and vocals and everything else, Brad Calkins and Jimmy Vincent on guitar.
Well, welcome. Really nice to have you here. And tonight you're playing at the Nectar Lounge for folks who want to get out and see you live, hear more music. Music of Fool's Gold is a really interesting mix. And just in those first two tunes you played today, I hear Congolese soukous and I hear Ethiopian jazz and lots of other things too. Tell us the origin of the band and how you came up with this particular sound.
The band Lewis started, this is Lewis. We just actually started by playing a lot of music together. Mm-hmm. We were a pretty open-ended collective at that point. Anywhere from 12 to 20 people would play at a time. And we'd kind of just have these really long jam sessions. We played a lot of barbecues and like in our houses, and we would just kind of find a riff, like Nadine, for example, that bass line, and we'd just play it for a really long time. And that was kind of the origins of it, in a way.
And how about the origins of singing in Hebrew with this music?
Yeah, the process with that was not so much a process. It just kind of happened, mm-hmm. Somewhat organically when we started these open-ended musical gatherings.
So you were born in Israel, right?
I was.
So Hebrew is your first language?
It's my first language by, only the fact that I was born in Israel, but I only lived there my first 3 years of life, so, my first memories of life are in California. So it's,
But you remember.
Although Hebrew was around me, the first language I remember speaking is English.
Right, and Amir too, also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken, as we would say in Israel.
So tell us what's happened. The band's just put out their first album, and how is that process going from being this open-ended jam thing to actually making a record?
It's been amazing.
It's been a great process because it happened so organically, and we'd never really thought about putting a record out or touring. We were just playing music because we loved playing the music so much. And then finally, we went in to record a 7-inch, just a single, mm-hmm. and we booked 2 days at a studio, and we ended up going in and recording 8 songs, kind of just because we just were like, oh, well, we're in a studio for 2 days, why don't we just do everything we know? And that was the album.
Right.
It was recorded mostly live in 2 days, and then we kind of just, because we didn't have a due date or release date, we kind of just mulled over it for quite some time.
Right. And also, when we started playing more traditional types of venues, we were given time restrictions, and
not a 3-hour
set. As such, we had to find ways to get our ideas out in a smaller amount of time. So I think that helped us kind of sculpt our songs a little bit.
When you play in LA, you have more percussion and horns. Is that the difference? Kind of had you cut the band down?
We have a third, or sometimes fourth guitar player,
mm-hmm.
which I love personally. Being the guitar player, I love having four guitars. It's amazing. Making other guitar players play like only 2 notes for a 7-minute song.
Yes.
Then we have another sax player occasionally, and then we have like three other percussionists.
Tasteful excess.
Yeah.
But isn't that something really special about, for me, African music, is the way you layer those guitars instead of playing so many notes on
exactly.
top of each other.
Yeah, that's what
the interplay.
And that's what we spent so long in the early days of just jamming, of like, I think, figuring out for ourselves.
Right.
Like, how to really, we rarely ever play chords. It's how to fit all the registers, the bits where they fit in the register, the guitar parts, and the overlapping and interlocking of the guitar parts. It was really fun to learn how to do.
Yeah, it's a really special sound when you hear it. I don't know if you know Franco, the great Congolese guitarist, but it's actually the 20th anniversary of his death today.
Oh, wow.
And later on in the show tonight, I'm going to play some music from Franco. He's one of the greats of that kind of layered guitar sound.
Yeah,
he'd
have
5-6 guitarists on stage. I mean, I saw him once in London, and I think he had 5 guitar players.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing because it sounds like one super guitar.
Right.
Like it's like one person playing a symphony of guitars, but it could be played on one guitar, or like finger picking or something. It's just amazing the way it interlocks.
Yes. Guitar Voltron.
Guitar Voltron.
Well, I have to ask you this question because I'm sure with reviews coming out, you get compared to other things. Does it really annoy your band to be thrown in with, like, should I say the VW word?
But, VW, you know. What band?
You know, it's not the biggest deal in the world, you know, at the end of the day.
The Volkswagen band.
Volkswagen band.
We hope that people, you know, maybe Vampire W, maybe created a context where maybe people might be more inclined to like our music.
I mean, I've seen Vampire Weekend, and they're nothing like what you guys
do. I know.
But
we're different bands completely.
But in a way, if they did open the door for like a young kind of young teenage culture to like what we're doing, I'm really happy that they did that.
I think if anything, they might help. Might help because, you know, they're, I don't know, they've, this vague term of African music is now out in the air around us, and I don't know, maybe people are quicker to accept our strange sounding music.
And also, you know, you know a lot more about this type of music than the average listener, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. After 20, 25 years of doing this show.
Yeah, you know, so I think that you're hearing probably what we hear. Yeah. But that a lot of people don't.
I mean,
hear.
It is limiting when reviews only mention them and nothing else.
Oh, there's so much. Yeah, so much else. I mean, I think there's a lot of bands in the United States now doing new things, and some of them have African members in the band, like we mentioned. We were talking earlier about Extra Golden, who've been here, or bands like the Occidental Brothers in Chicago. What's different about those bands is sort of half African, half American, where you guys are more just an American band playing music you love.
Yeah, that's exactly
you speak
it.
Words of truth.
So another band I hear you like a lot is Ten Hour Wind, who's another favorite of mine. And I think this last song you're going to play is a little bit of influence from that band. Am I mistaken?
Yeah, yeah. No, you got it.
Right. They haven't been here live in our studios, but I know the band, and it's interesting because they've led the way to a whole bunch of other Tuareg and bands from the Sahel playing, and kind of the electric guitar gone to the deserts of Mali is a great sound.
Yeah, we're trying as hard as we can to get invited to the festival in the desert in January.
Actually, the band that we're going to have on later tonight, who I recorded last week, did play that festival in the desert.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Tubab Crew. And you can sort of go there and show up and play, I think. Or,
you know, we've been talking about doing that.
You ready to go?
I'm trying to get him going.
It's early January, so good luck. It's way outside the city, you know. It's in the middle of the desert.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. Well, I hope you make it out there, and I hope a lot of people make it out to tonight. A lot easier to catch your band tonight at the Nectar Lounge.
Yeah. But, come on out and shake it.
So tell people again about the new record, and so if they want to track it down.
It's a self-titled first record on I Am Sound Records, and hopefully it's available in your neighborhood record shop, but also all over the interweb.
Yes. And the band.
It's very easy to locate.
Fool's Gold, and you're gonna, what's this last tune called?
It's called Hadvash, which means the honey.
The honey, Hadvash from Fool's Gold here live on the Best Ambiance on KEXB. Let's go. Thank you. Cold Gold, live here in our studios from the deserts of Southern California. Hadvash, honey, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having us.
Really
thank
pleasure.
You.
And
appreciate it.
Come back anytime whenever you're back through Seattle. And good luck on your tour.
We're coming back in like a month or so.
Oh, good. We should mention that you're on tour right now playing CMJ. You want to mention a couple shows in New York in case anybody back there is listening?
You know, I think we're doing like 5 or 6 shows in New York.
Okay.
So
On our website, myspace.com/foolsgold.
You can see all the details.
And no excuses because they're playing every day of the week. So
plenty of places to catch Fool's Gold. And tonight, again, they're at the Nectar Lounge. Thanks again so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is KXP.
Thanks so much.
Best ambiance in Seattle.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Shalom.